there's two of Biden's proposed tax changes that could cause all of us, homeowners especially, to see a reduced return on certain property sales. We're going to tell you exactly what that means. I'm Byron Lazine, One and Company at William Ravis Real Estate. We have a recovering Pat Kenny of Barnum Plans. Looking healthy, though, on the Zoom. Go over to the Zoom, Facebook.com/ One and Company Real Estate. And we've got a guest here joining us this week. And I think, Chaz, you're going to join us all the way up until the home show. Am I right?
That is correct.
So we've got Chaz Cook, One and Company at William Ravis Real Estate as well. Chaz, make sure you get that mic in front of you, though. We want everybody to hear you.
All right, you got it.
There you go.
It's how real estate radio works. We don't believe you if we can't like see it.
Right.
I have to every now and then go like that just to prove that I have a mic and that, you know, it's the whole thing we do here.
I have no idea.
You got to use the mic. You got to. Unfortunately, the deal here on the radio. All right, so. Again, everybody that follows Real Estate Radio, PK, you know the deal. We don't talk, you know, heavy politics on either extreme side. But as real estate professionals like Chaz and I are, we will talk about the policies that politicians are proposing. And these are just proposals. They're not in place yet. But we've got to know about these to be able to educate our investors, our clients, people looking to potentially buy a home in this market, what this could mean for them. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to break these down here on today's show. So there's two deals. One of them I do not believe is going to be that big of an impact. That's the on many people. That's the capital gains increase for households making over 1 million. Then the other one, 1031 tax exchange changes that this administration wants to make will impact the market, the real estate market, significantly. I'll tell you which way up or down here in just a little bit. Let's get into the capital gains. PK, this is a little bit in your world, capital gains.
It's true. There are definitely people that are in my world that are concerned about the idea, right? I mean, we're talking in your case, the real estate world, it's on property, you know, transactions, but same thing on dividends and stock returns, right? I mean, if you're selling a long-held stock that you've had for a long time, the proposal of paying 39.6% instead of the 20% top bracket now, you're doubling your taxes. I mean, that's going to make a dramatic impact long-term, right? And again, to your point, it only affects certain people, right? Million-dollar income or more. So not everyone's going to have a problem with this, but plenty of people make $1 million a year.
Absolutely. And so initially when this rolled out, though, the thought was this won't impact a lot of people because it's households making over 1 million. And so to your point, Pat, the top bracket, it goes from 20% to 39.6%, which is a 100% increase. I mean, that's a double up. That's significant. Increase. You know, it's not like going from 20 to like, you know,
23%. Literally anything is better than 39.6 other than 40 at this point, I guess, right?
Yeah. So that was interesting. That was the move. But anyway, you know, so it's like, okay, well, it's only people making over a million. But here's the thing, Pat. Somebody that's held on to a piece of investment property for a long time and they bought it maybe in the late 60s and now they want to go sell it on this market, which needs inventory, Chaz. Am I right?
Absolutely.
We need some inventory badly. They want to sell it. They, you know, great market. Now they're going to be faced potentially, if that sale's over a million on just the real estate, they don't have to be a top earner. Maybe they're retired living on, you know, very little year to year. And this was their big, you know, investment that they were going to offload at some point to carry them through. And say they bought the property at $40,000 years ago, now it's worth over a million. You're paying, not yet, obviously this is the proposal, in the proposed scenario, you'd be paying 40%, 39.6 on the gain. Say the gain was $1 million, $400,000 as opposed to what would have been $200,000. Mm-hmm. That's on an investment property. I just want to be clear on that because if you are living in the home, if it's your primary residence, and you've been living there, you have what's called the capital gains exemption. So if it's your primary home and you're married, you have up to $500,000 of a capital gain exemption. And if you're single, it's $250,000. Now, you have to have lived there for 2 years, and it has to be within 3 years of when you moved out. You can't be like your first home from 1975, and then, you know, you sell it now, and you live there for 2 years from 75 to 77, and then you claim that was once my primary. No, no, no. It's got to be like, you know, within that time frame, your primary residence, and you get that capital gain tax exemption. That PK has been a way that Americans have built wealth over the years, selling their primary single family home residence and not having to pay any capital gain tax on the exemptions.
Oh, it's huge. Yeah. I mean, I think between that and then, you know, I probably after break, we'll come back into, you know, the 1031s. I mean, that's a huge deferral through. It's quite literally probably the only moderately intricate piece of real estate that I even understand is a 1031 exchange. It's the only thing that I'm as a layman, mildly familiar with. And the idea of those two things, because you're eliminating a lot of market space right now with, if it's, you know, single family sale, primary residence exemption goes to 39.6 on $1 million. I'm sorry, the exemption doesn't cover you on that 39.6, and 1031s go away on investment property.
Well, I'm going to tell you when we come back exactly why the 1031 would be catastrophic to this current real estate market. We'll do that and give away some of Martin's money. Are you familiar with Martin's money, Chaz?
I've heard about it, but I'm interested to hear more.
Get familiar, because we're going to give away a ton of it on this show. You're listening to Real Estate Radio 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Thought.
Have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once. I am one of those melodramatic fools.
I don't know if this microphone's broken. What's going on? We're trying to talk to him during the breaks. You can check out what we're doing behind the scenes on these breaks over at facebook.com/ One and Company Real Estate, but I'm calling for Chris to give us a little commentary. Nothing from Chris.
I don't know, man.
He actually didn't even tell us we were coming back from break.
No, he doesn't tell us anything else.
He's like, no one can read it anyway, so I might as well not even use it.
Chris, are you under duress? Is there something happening? Did someone whose picture's on the door make their way back into the radio station?
Yeah, there's got to be a John Fuller emergency over there at Full Power Radio, and he's got Chris multitasking. Chris is the employee of every month over at 94.9, tied with Lee Elsie. I'll say that, tied with Lee Elsie. All right, Real Estate Radio, the topic here at hand are the Biden tax proposals. That's what we're talking about. How do they affect you if you're a homeowner or somebody thinking about buying real estate? Specifically, Pat and Chaz, if you're thinking about building wealth in real estate, right? Most middle-class Americans don't have many options. You know, you can YOLO it on Bitcoin or something and try to build wealth. But if you want a really safe, secure, steady plan, historically, a lot of Americans have built wealth in real estate, middle-class Americans, or the ones also that have been smart have talked to somebody like PK and whether it's, I don't know, ETFs or mutual funds or something like that, steady and slow game, building wealth, investing over time, right? The 1031 tax exchange that Joe Biden wants to, or that is proposing, would like to see happen. And by the way, these are all things he ran on. We were talking about the capital gains in the first segment. He ran on saying, I want to tax the wealthy and I want to raise taxes. And so now he's following through on his proposals, right? So the 1031 tax exchange is not something he talked about before running. And, you know, you think about a 1031 tax exchange. What is it? It's when an investor, so you hear the word investor and you automatically think what?
Lots of money.
Yeah, that's like the stigma. Oh, man, investors, they got to have lots of money, those people taking the risks. Well, 84% of the properties involved in 1031 exchanges were owned by small investors, sole proprietors, and S-corps. That's according to data from the National Association of Realtors. And a 1031 tax exchange is when you take a property and you sell it, and then you roll the funds into a like-kind exchange, okay? So you sell a four-unit residential property, and maybe that one is worth $400,000. Well, maybe you found a five-unit property, which now bumps you into commercial, right? Anything five units or above is commercial. Four units would still be residential. You take a four-unit property, you sell it, and it's an investment property, so you got to pay capital gain tax on that. But you go and within 6 months, it has to be within a six-month time frame, you roll that money into the next property, a like-kind exchange, rental real estate. That's in a – maybe the five-unit building is in a downtown great location, and that's going to cost you $1 million. So you had to sell the one for $400,000, but you don't pay capital gains because you just rolled that into the next property. And you just keep doing that over time, rolling it in on the 1031 tax exchange. You avoid paying the capital gains, and you're able to grow your wealth and your future in real estate. The majority of these 1031 tax exchanges, 84%, are small investors, not the big time players. In fact, 12% of sales transactions involved a like-kind exchange between 2016 and 2019. That's more National Association of Realtor data. So there's not a small amount of transactions either. I know we've got Fred on the line from Grun, right?
I think so.
Let's go to Fred real quick, and then we'll dig back into this. Fred from Groton.
Yes, hi. Good morning, buddy. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Good. I have a question for you. I live in a drug-infested condo neighborhood.
I didn't hear the first part. Your description of the condo?
Oh, drug-infested. We have a lot of drug dealers, crack dealers, okay, cocaine dealers, etc.
Okay.
And I was beaten up by one of the drug dealers when I went to the mailbox. And I was put in the hospital for 28 days. And while I was in the hospital...
Off the TV or the background there? I don't know if you got the radio on. I hear him.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to keep it quiet. Can you hear me better?
Yes.
Good. When I was in the hospital for 28 days, the property manager tried to push me out of my unit and locked me out. So when I came out of the hospital, I couldn't return. And I was wondering, are there laws to stop a property manager from behaving in such a manner?
Yeah, I mean, you certainly have rights to your, you have a lease, I'm imagining here, that you're renting that property?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Do you own the condo or are you leasing it?
Yes, I've owned it for 20 years.
You own it. So, right. Yeah, I mean, the property manager... really has no right to keep you out of your property. It's your property. So, I mean, what was the reason that the property manager gave you for trying to lock you out of your property?
That's the whole point. I wasn't given a reason. I was told I can't return, and then the property manager removed all my belongings, my furniture, my clothing, my groceries, my food, and I don't know exactly what to do.
Did you have any documentation on this? Did they give
No.
you a piece of paper saying you've been evicted for maybe not paying tax? There was nothing like that, right? You paid taxes, you paid HOA dues or whatever.
I have the utility bills from the utility companies
mm-hmm.
that I've been paying all along.
And the property
no.
manager, though, when they, in this scenario, moved all your stuff out, they didn't give you a document that stated what the reason was or what was going on?
I wasn't given any paperwork. No, I have nothing on that.
Yeah, so Fred, here's the deal. It sounds, the way you've described it to me, it sounds like criminal behavior.
Yes, sir.
And
clearly criminal.
Yeah, you need to contact an attorney. We actually had Gordon Vidal on the show last week. Gordon would be the person I would call in this scenario.
Great. Do you have his number, or how can I reach him?
Yeah, we're going to give you his number, and maybe Jill or Pat can look it up real quick. I,
860-447-322-860. Yep, sure.
Gordon Vidal. Let me write that first. G-O-R-D-A-N.
It's a solid start. Yep.
V-I-D-E-L-L. Gordon Vidal, and his office is right on the line of Waterford and New London. He's been in London for years.
How do you spell his name? V-I-D-E-L?
V-I-D-E-L-L.
V-I-D-E-L-L. And he's on the Boston Post Road in Waterford?
That's yep. Right. Right between Cafe Envy and Stop and Shop.
By the old Benny's over there.
Correct. And his phone number, whenever you're ready.
Yes, West Post Road. Yeah, I am ready now. Go ahead.
860-447-3220. Make sure you tell him that Jill sent you.
3220?
You got it.
3220-447-3220. Real Estate Radio sent you. Gordon Vidal, you definitely want to have a conversation with an attorney.
Is he available on a Saturday?
You know, he may be listening to this show. You never know. And that may be the office number. So why don't you stay on the line and we will get you. Chris will give you his email and you can shoot him over an email. So that way I'm sure he'll see that and respond.
Great. Thanks so much. I appreciate all your help.
You're welcome. Good luck to you. Be well. And sorry to hear of the circumstance.
Yes. Life's crazy. We know that.
Yes, it is. So that was an odd scenario, but odd things happen. So that nothing surprises me in real estate, Chaz. What about you?
Same. You know, I haven't been in real estate as long as you have, but so far nothing has ceased to amaze me yet.
I feel like you stay on Real Estate Radio long enough, you're going to be getting an education pretty quick. It's going to be a lot of things happen. It was a first for every time, and this is one of those. That was very interesting.
I mean, I remember the day Zombie Mom called in, and you know, I thought that was quite incredible.
Twice, she was a multi caller. Chaz, if you're lucky, we will get Zombie Mom.
I caught her on her second call. I missed the first.
Got to dangle out that Martin's money, courtesy of Irish Springs Pool Water, to really get the zombies coming out. But best of luck to you, Fred. That is super unfortunate. I'm sure Gordon, who joined us on the show last week, will be more than willing to help out there. And hopefully you solve your problem. All right, let's go back to the Biden tax proposals, because I'd like to educate everybody on those, the 1031 tax exchange, and hopefully we can get some help to, especially on this one, the 1031 tax exchange, to reverse this proposal. I'm 99.9% positive National Association of Realtors lobbyists, which are among the strongest lobbyists in the nation, are going to push back on this significantly when proposals like this come out from any administration. Their history has been to, you know, anything that's going to negatively impact the real estate market is pushed back with force. So I do expect that to happen, but this is the current proposal. So the 1031 tax exchange, which we were mentioning before Fred's call, you were able to sell an investment property. And if you were buying a like-kind property, a like-kind exchange within 6 months, you didn't have to pay any capital gains tax. And there was no limit on that. So it didn't matter what the property cost was, right? Didn't matter what the investment was. Again, 12% of transactions between 16 and 19 were like-kind exchanges. And 84% of properties involved in 1031 exchanges were owned by small investors. So people trying to build wealth for them and their family through real estate. Those are the kind of people doing these types of exchanges.
And Byron, there's no limitation on times, right? It's not like it's a one-time use deal, right? You can 1031 forward.
You just got to do that within the 6 months. If you sell one investment, you got to exchange it. But you can keep doing that over time, to your point, over and over and over again, so that you can build up a really nice, investment portfolio for you and your family. You can put that into a trust. You know, there's a lot of, you know, advantages to using the 1031 tax exchange. Well, in Biden's new proposal, he wants to eliminate the ability to do that on anything over $500,000. $500,000. So what's your, when I say that, anything over $500,000, what's your initial reaction, Chaz?
That pretty much eliminates most commercial rental buildings.
So, and so people are going to say, wow, those are commercial rental buildings. Those are big buildings. Those are people with lots of money. Screw them. All right. That's going to be the initial reaction for some folks. Well, that's not impacting me. We're talking over $500,000 investments. Here's how it impacts everybody. If I'm an investor and I'm thinking about my future purchases now, if this proposal were to happen, do I want to buy $3 million properties or do I want to buy $450,000 properties so I have the opportunity to liquidate those over and over and over again and roll them into something else? And what are $450,000? Single family, two families, three families. What do we need the most inventory right now?
Single family homes.
That's right. So you think it's going to get harder or easier to buy these single family homes?
It's going to get a lot harder, especially in the markets that we serve.
It's going to get a whole heck of a lot harder. But you know what's going to be easy? Getting some of Martin's money right when we come back. We're going to make that real easy for all of you. So stay with us. Line up the phones. 860-464-9490. We come back. We're giving away a ton of Martin's money. This is Real Estate Radio, 94.9 News Now, and Stimulating Talk. Radio. We're digging through the President Biden tax proposals, two of which would impact real estate significantly. We'll dig into some more of that. There's a step up inheritance change that, you know, Pat made a great point during the break, would impact a lot of people in his world. He's planning people's future, and a lot of times they'll call somebody like Pat, hey, what should I do? This property was, you know, I just inherited this property. What should we do with it? So we'll dig into some more of that. I'm Byron Lazine. We've got Chaz Cook, both one in company at William Rivers Real Estate, and Pat Kenny of Barnum Plans here today. 860-464-9490 is the number. Love to hear from anybody. I told you it was going to be easy money. Anybody who has had to pay capital gains in the last 2 years or has done a 1031 tax exchange. If you've got a story for us, we're going to give you a gift card to a great local restaurant courtesy of Irish Springs Pool Water. If you've got a story for us on your capital gains experience or 1031 tax exchange experience, 860-464-9490. Some easy Martin's money here today. And while we're waiting for your calls, we'll do the one in company open houses and rewind for the week. Chaz, you're going to do the rewind.
You got it.
I've got the open houses ready. Are we going to the rewind first, then the open houses? Jill, keep us in line here. What are we doing?
Throwing Chaz right into the fray, huh?
Right into the rewind. One in company at William Ravis rewind for the week. Chaz, you're on it.
All right. So we had 4 just listed, 9 under contract, and 5 closed for this past week. Our most recent just listed was 40 Morgan Lane in Hamden, Connecticut.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Give the price though, Chaz.
For $269.9. Then we also had 134 Briar Hill Road in Groton for $485. 331 Curtis Street in Southington for $265. And 11 Deep River Road in Essex, Connecticut for $270.
Don't wait on those either.
Most recent under contract, 68 Maupas Road in North Guilford, 30 Whippoorwill Road in Southington, 7 Mohegan Drive in West Hartford, Connecticut, 27 Holly Drive in Griswold, Connecticut. I got to claim that one. 83 A and B North High Street in Clinton, Connecticut, 64 Baker Ave, 331 Curtis Street, Southington, 26 Settlement Road, and 37 Woodridge Drive in Cheshire, Connecticut.
And then the closings, we just give the town on the closings. So
closings in Seymour, Groton, Essex, Hamden, and Avon.
All right. That is your one and company rewind for the week. And we've got a whole bunch of open houses here. May 1st, Spring Flowers, open house extravaganzas happening. We've got open houses everywhere today until 1 o'clock. You can go over to Fox Hop Yard Road, 607 Fox Hop Yard Road, and hang out with Nikki today until 1 o'clock. Fox Hop Yard is open today and tomorrow, 11 to 1. You can get a golf membership when you buy at Fox Hop Yard. We have the model home, which is on for just under $1.1 million over at 607, open until 1 o'clock today and tomorrow. You can build a custom home with Gusello Development for as low as $599,000. Go over to Fox Hop Yard Road today. Also today, from 1 to 4, 40 Morgan Lane in Hamden. That is one of the new listings. 1 to 4 today, 40 Morgan Lane in Hamden, which is on the market for $269.9. Nice little cape. You're going to want to get over there today or tomorrow, 1 to 4, if you want any chance of getting your offer in. Victoria will be there today and tomorrow, 1 to 4, 40 Morgan Lane in Hamden. Also tomorrow, 11 to 3, 11 Deep River Road in Essex. Jess will be there tomorrow, 11 to 3, 11 Deep River Road in Essex. Another new listing for $270,000. Rush over that tomorrow, 11 to 3, 4-hour open house. Also tomorrow, we've got two in Guilford, 66 High Street, downtown downtown Guilford, 66 High Street in Guilford, 12 to 2, Horton Group Development. We smashed one in company every single record in New Haven County
every
with this project.
Every single one.
And we weren't taking steroids like Barry Bonds. It was just great marketing. Every single luxury condo record in the history books is one in company now, thanks to 66 High Street. You can go check out the very last model unit in the Leap Building, 12 to 2 tomorrow. That's a Horton Group development. And then also tomorrow, 12 to 2, 362 West Street in Guilford, over 4 acres, estate-like property. You've got just so much square footage. It's insane. 362 West Street's on for $825,000, detached barn. North Guilford, 362 West Street. So that is the open houses for the weekend. I'm excited.
I have to add these because we switched the rewind to Friday so we could try to capitalize everything on the week that was listed. We had two new ones that came on yesterday afternoon. So because they're going under contract so quickly, I want to make sure everyone has the opportunity. 72 Ivy Road in Plainville, that's on for $315,000. And then 48 Myrtle Ave in West Haven, and that's on for $195,000. So those kind of look like both really good properties to get in and not miss out on.
You can go over oneandcompany.com and schedule a tour on any of those properties, oneandcompany.com, or if you've got any real estate need. 860-464-9490. That's the number here to the radio station, and we're giving away some of Martin's money for anyone that has a 1031 tax exchange story or a capital gains story where they had to pay some capital gains with these Biden new proposals. We're breaking down what his new proposals would mean and changes to those. But if you have a story from the past, we'd love to hear from you. 860-464-9490. You share your story. We're going to be sharing with you a gift card to one of our great local Connecticut restaurants. Support your restaurants. That's what Martin McKinney and Service Station Equipment and Irish Springs Pool Water are doing by buying these gift cards and giving them to you.
I just want to comment really quickly on the level of pep in this week's rewind. Like, wow. Top three. I mean, honestly, like top three. That was pretty impressive. And then we brought it back to normalcy because we're talking about taxes. That's just not peppy or exciting. But I was pretty impressed. Jill is drinking out of a small fish tank. Holy crap. Sorry. Giant glass.
And here's the thing. So when you propose these taxes, 1031 tax exchange, now going away for anything over $500,000, or the capital gains increase on million-plus earners from 20% to 39.6%, you're going to start to see people just not sell their property, which hurts this current market. I'm going to throw something out there. This could seem crazy, but maybe Joe Biden is playing chess while the rest of us are playing checkers. Maybe Joe's saying, there's no inventory out there in the real estate market, so I'm going to make these changes so that all the investors rush to sell their property this year, creating more inventory. And then on January 1, I'll just say, gotcha. a little quick gotcha. I'm pulling back on the proposals. You think that's possible?
Yeah, he's going to drop it from 39.6 to 23 and make it
drop it down. Drop it down. It could. It could be maybe a scare tactic. I don't know. He's playing chess over there. Who knows? You know.
We're giving a lot of credit to Washington right now, but all right, let's
Just you never know. Who knows? but Pat, there's also another, so the capital gains portion really could hurt more people, and this is what the Realtor.com economist says. Yeah, it looks like basically, I'm paraphrasing, that this will impact few people, but if you increase the capital gains tax, it may actually impact a broader segment of Americans than initially anticipated. When you start breaking down all the different scenarios, like on the inheritance tax, right? If you're inheriting a piece of real estate, the step up now will be removed. So, Pat, you deal with this a lot. Why don't you explain that?
Yeah, so I mean, it's fairly straightforward and definitely very beneficial, right? If you inherit, in this case, a piece of property, your cost basis going forward will be whatever the value is at the time you inherit it. So your parents bought the house, to your example, in the 60s for $40,000. It's worth $1 million now for whatever it is. Your cost basis becomes that $1 million so that when you sell, you don't have to worry about capital gains or taxation or those kind of things. If that's eliminated, family homes, right, that have gone through, especially if they've gone through more than one generation, you're going to end up with these massive tax bills, potentially 40%, 39.6, on a house that's been in the family maybe for three generations, and now no one's local to be able to take care of it anymore, and you now have to sell it, right? So to your point, they're going to do the opposite, which is, why would they give away 40%?
Yeah, they're not.
They're going to hang on to it. They're going to Airbnb it, or they're going to do whatever it is they do with it until either the tax laws change. Or maybe just hang on to it indefinitely. Who knows? Which creates that whole inventory problem again.
Yeah, there's not only an inventory problem for people purchasing properties. There's still an inventory issue for people renting homes, right? I mean, more people, Chaz, would sell their property right now if there was more options for them to just rent and hold.
Correct.
But we don't even have inventory there.
Yeah.
So anybody that's inheriting one of these properties is going to say, you know what? I'll just keep it and rent it out because I know I can rent it tomorrow, right?
In a lot of cases, rentals are going faster than actual homes for sale.
Which is crazy because there's like 20 offers on most of these homes. Well, they're going faster because the seller's waiting a week saying, I'm going to look at all these offers. These are good offers. If you want to get some offers, oneincompany.com. All right, we're going to come back and give away some of Martin's money, hopefully, and talk about the home show giveaway. It's coming up in 2 weeks. Real Estate Radio 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk. We'll be right back. How do you stop an economy in recovery? You stop getting people to sell things. You stop getting people to move capital around. And that's what these new, in my opinion, these Biden tax proposals, specifically the two on real estate, 1031 tax exchange, and the capital gains doubling up, would do to an economy that, in my opinion, is on the comeback, an economy that needs more shuffling of money around because there's a lot of it out there. And if people just sit on it, that kind of creates a stalemate, if you will. I'm Byron Lazine. We've got Chaz Cook here joining us today from One & Company and Pat Kenny of Barn & Plans. And this is going to be the trio at the home, along with others. I think we got Nicole and Heidi. We've got a big crew coming to the home show, big One & Company crew, the home show coming up in two weekends. So we're warming up to that.
Nice.
It's going to be a good time. We're going to have Dougie Fresh just meandering around somewhere doing whatever Dougie Fresh does.
That means we're due for Dougie Fresh to come on the station probably next week. He's probably going to join us for a segment or two, I'd imagine, if he can figure out how to log into our technical show here.
Oh, it's going
to
be good. Chaz, you're in for a treat, my friend. Dougie Fresh is a whole different kind of guy.
And this is also going to be my first trip back to the casino since the pandemic. So I need to get back in there and see what's going on.
To Mohegan? I don't know. Huh? I know I've been to Foxwoods, which is always a mistake. No, I love Foxwoods. Are you kidding me? I love you guys.
Just walk in the front, set a $100 bill on fire, and leave. It's not really much different. Yeah.
I went to the I love that restaurant downstairs in Foxwoods Prime. What is it called?
David Burke's, yeah.
David Burke's.
Yeah. It is Prime. I think it actually is David Burke Prime, yeah.
That's a great restaurant.
Little salt blocks, hold your wine bottles and stuff. The salt on the walls, just crazy.
Love that bar.
Yeah.
Been trying to get into Tao over at Mohegan Sun. Nobody can get me in. Martin's going to be upset if we don't get him in somewhere nice on the home show weekend.
Got to keep it classy. We got to do our big winning dinner lunch thing that we do. So
here's the deal, too. We always do a big, big giveaway. You've got to listen to next week's show if you want to be lined up for the enormous Mega Martin giveaway at the home show, which, again, is in 2 weeks. Not next weekend, but the weekend after that. That is May 15th and 16th. Our One & Company booth is going to be side by side with the Service Station Irish Springs Pool Water booth. And if you want to be in line for the Mega Martin's Money giveaway, you have got to listen to next week's show. That's going to line you up for your chances for the giveaway, which happens on home show weekend. Last year, we gave away like a $2,000 package. We had a showdown. There was a crowd out there. No, that wasn't last year, I guess, because it got canceled. This is two years ago.
Yeah.
That seems like yesterday. It was 2 years ago.
It was. That's crazy. It was 19, right? Holy cow.
Home show last year.
Yeah.
And this is the 40th annual Jenks home show production this year, of course, at the Mohegan Sun. So you want to make sure, put it on your calendar. Real Estate Radio, 11 a.m. next week. You're going to have to listen to next week's show if you want a shot at the Mega Martin Money package.
It's going to be.
We were there just before the virus had us in lockdown. It was February 22nd.
Oh, that's right. It was last year. Okay, you're right, because it was February of 2020. Mm. I was going to say, it does seem like yesterday. I'm not getting that old where times are flying by that quick. Jeez. Yeah, you're right. So February of 2020. That was the last hurrah.
Absolutely ridiculous. We went out big, though. I mean, that was a big pre-pandemic, you know, the face-off live on the air.
We went to MJ's after.
Yeah. It was like we had a crew. It was like 20-something of us. I mean, there was a boatload of us that came over there.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. We're going to have fun this time, too. Well, you know, so that's not too bad, you know. Took us a year and 4 months to be able to get back into the Mohegan Sun.
Yeah, we're good. That's going to be good.
that's terrible. 860-464-9490. Call in. We want to give away some of Martin's money before this show. We've got gift cards to Oleo's and where else? Pie Hops.
Sneakers.
Where else we got, Jill?
Prime was the one you're missing there.
Prime in Norwich. A whole bunch of gift cards. So call in 860-464-9490 if you want a little bit of Martin's money here before we sign off on the show. And you got to make sure you tune in next week for our big Mega Martin giveaway. Oh, Jill, over on Facebook. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/ One and Company Real Estate. Jill has got the photograph of our two Mega Martin money winners last year. I mean, that package that these two guys got was a total of just about $2,000. So you don't want to miss next week's show. It is ridiculous the amount of money Martin is going to be giving away. So that convention center is beautiful too, that Mohegan Sun built.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, yeah, and listen, we talk about it every year. My go-to takeaway that's just incredible is the shiny, sparkly Irish Springs pool truck that they come in. They back this huge tanker truck in, Chaz, and it's spotless. I mean, we're talking like 12 maniacs spit shining this thing for like a day beforehand. It's unbelievable.
It's that time of year too. You want to get your pool water lined up. We're here on May 1st, so you want to get your pool filled up.
Boom, Jill.
There it is. The Irish Springs pool water truck. We got it on Facebook. Shiny as can be.
But I guess the question is, does the water smell like Irish Springs?
Oh, it's the best water you've ever seen. Oh, I got a. We can pitch this idea like Shark Tank. I pitched it to Martin on the phone one day, and I don't know. He kind of just brushed it off. Here, you know, you guys can be. Who wants to be Kevin O'Leary? You've got no hair, Chaz, so you can be Kevin O'Leary,
Mr.
Wonderful.
Let's do it.
That's the wonderful. I like it.
Who do you want to be, PK? You want to be Mark Cuban?
Can I just be Pat? How about I just be Pat?
You got to be somebody from.
You could be Pat Cuban or Mark Cuban.
I don't really do characters a lot. Not really. Do you have voices?
The real estate one?
All right, we're going to pause with that conversation because Dougie Fresh is on the line.
All right, I got to pitch this deal to you guys before the show ends. We got Dougie Fresh, who's. Dougie is so fresh because he bathes in Irish spring pool water every single day. Dougie Fresh, how are you, my friend?
How are you guys, huh?
What are you doing? What are you climbing in for Martin's money? You've got enough of it.
In fact, I'm heading down to Sneakers to meet our buddy. I think he's there. Saturdays, he's usually there. Martin man.
Sneakers, if you want to bump in and get an autograph from Martin. What are you going to go? Get the shrimp without the scampi? What are you getting?
What do I get?
Yeah, what do you get?
I get the lobster, either a lobster roll or lobster sliders. Excellent.
We got to do the Hold the Mayo lobster roll review show over at Sneakers. We haven't done that yet.
Right. So, yeah, I'll come on next week. That'll be fun, huh? Martin's going to be running around crazy with, oh, my gosh, it's going to be great. It's really going to be great.
We're looking forward to having you on, Doug. And you'll be at the home show, right, all weekend long?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Uh-huh. And we got bags. We got a bag giveaway. We got big things going on over at the water truck. So, yeah. It's
giving
be,
Lays
it's
away again? We got Lays this year or what, Doug?
Say again.
We got our little Lays, our little flower necklaces like we had?
No, I think we're going to give away rubber ducks. Little rubber ducks to the kids.
There we go.
All right.
You put those in your pool and smoke it.
Yeah. Hey,
Doug, don't give away the Mega Martin giveaway, but you'll be back here next week to talk about it, right?
Yeah. I'll connect up with you, and then we'll jazz it up a little bit, huh? All
right. Go have an Annie's Reuben. Go have an Annie's Reuben on Martin or a lobster roll on Martin. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, you guys. All right, good talking with you, huh? So we'll be in touch, and I'll talk to you next week, all right?
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
See you, Doug.
What a pleasure.
Bye now.
Bye. All right, Dougie
Fresh. The man, the myth, the legend, Dougie Fresh.
Your residential tank specialist, Dougie Fresh, service station equipment. You got any residential tanking needs, call Dougie Fresh over at service station equipment.
All right, back to your mapping out the characters. Does that mean I get to be Barbara?
You can be Barbara Corcoran, Jill. Yes. We've got Kevin O'Leary. Chaz will be Kevin O'Leary. And Pat is going to be Mark Cuban. All right? So here we go. I got to do a short pitch here. Here's the idea. Pat, you're in Florida right now. Pizza, good, terrible, anywhere close to New Haven style?
No.
Awful. No.
No. Awful.
Pizza in Florida is borderline unedible.
Same thing with sandwiches, by the way. Right. Everything's commercial. There's no grinder shops.
So they say, what do they say the problem is with the pizza in Florida? What's the common, you know, myth out there?
It's not homemade.
Butter.
It's the water.
Water. It's always the water.
Martin has got great water. I want to open up a pizza, New Haven style pizza place in Florida, and we call it Martin's. New Haven style pizza, and we have the big truck, the Irish Springs pool water, but we don't say pool water, we'll probably just say water. Okay, Martin's water. The big shiny truck parked outside of the restaurant with some like ridiculous piping coming through the roof, shiny piping, shiny like the truck. And we tell the story to the community. We build the brand. You know, that this water is shipped from the Northeast, where the best pizza on earth is made.
And it could be one of those on the TVs. We constantly have that pizza love story documentary playing.
O'Leary's already sold. He's already in.
Sign me up. I'm in.
O'Leary's in.
I'm a pizza guy. I mean, what can I say?
New Haven style pizza and martinis. What could be better than that?
Martin's martini.
Listen, I'm already in because I'm going to benefit because I live here. And right now, my pizza game is non-existent. It's just, it's brutal. Kills
Barbara,
me
are you in?
I need a better rundown on the numbers, and I need to know about the logistics, but
it's Florida, everything sells.
Pizza in Florida, Martin's Pizza. I think it's a fantastic idea. All right, Chaz, where can people find you this week? You got anything people should know about and listen coming on or anything quickly if people need some real estate help.
I've got one actually right now in Old Lyme, 203 Shore Road. Beautiful Cape style house sitting on 1.8 perfectly flat level acres. And it's a gorgeous site, about a third of a mile from the beach. No association fees.
Great. Go over to Chaz@oneandcompany.com. All spelled out, oneandcompany.com. Chaz@oneandcompany.com. Reach out to him for your real estate needs. PK, people can find you at barnumplans.com this week, right?
Yes, sir. The all best. Right.
Thanks, Dougie Fresh, for calling in. Make sure you tune in next week. We got the Mega Martin Money Package giveaway coming up at the home show. You got some real estate questions, go over to oneandcompany.com. Jill, thank you for running the Facebook. Chris, thank you, and 94.9 for letting us be on the air for another week. I'm Byron Lazine for Chaz and PK. We are out. Real Estate Radio, 94.9 News Now, and Stimulating Talk.